Culture, class, weeaboos, 2D waifu, friend zones, never-ending virginity, wizardry, supreme gentlemen. These things and more await you in Le Chateau Ortiz. Come, join us.
Yeah, a lot of pro-white people say that anime is degenerate, but I think that actually, if you don't watch anime, you're the degenerate. Japan is a very traditional civilization. If you look at Japanese culture, they are very family-oriented. Now, a lot of people will say, but the Japanese, they do not have kids. But this is just because they are monastics. They go for 2D waifus. Actually, in Japan, there are otakus who have married their 2D waifus, and they are giving up on sex. Less and less young people even want sex in Japan. And this is a very conservative value. Monasticism is never been as widely practiced. And anime is to be thanked for that. So they'll say 2D waifus, they're degenerate because they have these ideal women on the screen, and this is an affront to actual women. But this is the same argument as feminists. When feminists say, if you have idealizations of hot women, then this is an affront to ugly women and fat women. But 2D waifus are actually very pro-conservative. The reason is, if you start idealizing these qualities of 2D waifus, they're very happy, they speak in these cute accents, they are very submissive, but you know, sometimes they also have a lot of backbone. But they they idealize these feminine qualities, and that's why men are turning to them. It will force women to conform themselves to these high standards. Not particularly traditional women can look like the ideal housewife compared to these whores. Yes, so Jewish media is corrosive, all of it. And if you watch any of it, I think you are more of a degenerate than someone who watches tentacle rape. I think actually tentacle rape is very reactionary. Now, you'll have to bear with me here. Why is tentacle rape right-wing? Well, any form of pornography which has humanoids is far more degenerate than any tentacle rape. And you watch a beautiful woman get defiled in pornography, you're getting cuckolded. But in tentacle rape, it's just an abstract object. And the Japanese are very much into abstractness. They're, if you look, anime is an ethereal experience. The way they portray, it's very platonic. Their drawing style. It's not like the meat puppets we see on these forms of entertainment which use film and cameras. So it's like stepping into another world, another dimension, two-dimensional reality. And so tentacle rape is actually very conservative. You cannot really get cucked by this sort of unhuman machine-like being. It's very prudish too. In fact, I would say pornography that displays the genitals of males, if you think that's better, I think it's quasi-homosexual. So I think tentacle rape is actually, if you really like watching normal pornography, ask yourself, is this not just being cuckolded? And is this not really quasi-homosexual? Why would I not prefer the abstract 2D? See, it's also 2D. No one has to actually do this stuff. Tentacle rape porn of the Japanese. They still regulate their media. That's my conclusion.